Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Blanca.
Yes?
Hi, this is Alex Woods from Elite Wiki Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for asking, Blanca. Well, Blanca, first of all, let me introduce myself. I'm the strategist and coding and admin for Wikipedia with Elite Wiki Writers, and it's been a very long time working over here, and usually I do not take a lot of clients on board with me. But I only take authors, you know, as clients with me, so you are one of the authors. That's why I'm here on the call with you.
Okay.
So how was your day today? Was everything good
busy.
Enough?
Yeah, the weather's great, yeah.
Well, glad to know. I have a few questions in mind. If you have time right now, we can discuss that in detail.
Okay.
All right. The first thing is Wikipedia. Like, why do you think that you need a Wikipedia page? This is a common question that I do ask to every client that I work with.
As a marketing tool is how I want to use it.
Okay, and what is the main purpose behind it? Like, do you want to increase your own notability, or is there something that you want to do with your books on it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Sure. What is the main purpose for being on Wikipedia? Like, do you want to increase your own credibility, or do you want to, you know, get something sales or marketing or branding for your book?
Yes, the latter, right.
Alrighty. Blanca, would you mind me asking what is the book about that you have on board with you?
I actually have two. I have a holistic approach to your career, which is sort of a business-oriented book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is a autobiography memoir slash book.
Okay, that is great. That's really great.
Yeah, nonfiction, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah,
No problem at all. So which of the book you want to focus on more? Because that is the information I'm going to include into your draft. So I'm just trying to, you know, be more concise and be more informative over here. So that's going to help me a lot to create the draft for you.
Okay. I was thinking of, because one book will promote the other. The autobiography memoirs. I'll use that one first.
A biography memoir. Alrighty.
Yeah.
So have you already published your book, or is this in the process right now?
Oh, no, it's been published. Yeah.
And what was the result from the publication? Like, did it got some sales on board, or did it been famous?
No, nothing like that. I mean, it's not a number one seller. It was published in my publisher's in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the marketing I do online, I'm on my own, and, you know, through some of these other companies, but nothing major.
Okay. See, for the book purposes, like, we do offer the sort of the services which can help you to get your book on the top-selling artist. Like, I do have one of the clients. She's a storyteller, not into the niche that you're working in, but her name is Anjali Sharma. So if you can Google her name, you will be able to find her books on New York Times top-selling books. So these are sort of the clients that we work with on the branding part of the book as well. But that is the separate part. I can go ahead and get you connected with Dan McCain. He's one of the best strategists for the book in our company. That would be right after this call. But the main thing why I'm here on this call is to, you know, understand your idea that how you want to, you know, get the Wikipedia. And is there any time frame associated with your book?
Can you repeat that then?
Sure. Is there any time frame that you have in mind, or any deadline that should be given to us for getting a page published?
No. There's no urgency. I mean, as soon as possible, but nothing urgent.
Got it. Perfect. And have you ever been mentioned in any major press releases or any kind of, you know, major publications with your name in it and your information in that title?
What's a major publication?
Any,
what do you consider a major publication?
Major publication is, if I can say, like any featured article been published on a reliable platform like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg.
No.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. And by the way, did you receive any email from Lisa Taylor?
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect. In that email, there's a question form in it, okay, and that is with some basic information about yourself. So
okay.
I want you to pull that form out and, you know, fill it out as soon as possible if you can. And forward it back to me so I can start working on with the draft.
Okay.
And as a recommendation, I would like to do a recommendation for your publicity as well. I would like to recommend you to, you know, get some publications on some big platforms like Yahoo, Reader Digest, Bloomberg. As those are the parts that, you know, helps your Wikipedia entry to be more stronger. Because, see, Wikipedia is a platform which has been known by everyone and which is the most reliable platform right now on the Internet. Even though if you search out about any information on Google, Google pulls out the information from Wikipedia on their first searchable link. So you can imagine the value of Wikipedia being in the existence.
Right.
So I would like to recommend, you know, to get some publications for yourself on some major platforms so that they're going to be, you know, interconnected with your Wikipedia page and get you the better results on it. Because your major, you know, aim is to increase the sales and traffic for your book and
right,
be more
yeah.
credible enough as an author. So that is
yeah.
the, you know, root way that you can get to that goal to be achieved.
Yeah, one of the challenges that I have found is that because I published outside of the U.S., it's made it a little bit more difficult to get widespread. You know, it's, I'm on Amazon and, you know, Barnes & Noble and, you know, just the major book platforms. And actually our editor, our publisher is in the U.S., Europe, and most of Latin America, so our books are available then. But now it's, you know, how do we get noticed and the reach?
Right. Would you
which
mind
is why I want to use this, yeah. I'm sorry,
would you mind asking your book title?
Yes, it's Pursuing a Better Tomorrow. And it's also, that one's also in Spanish, which is now, and then it's also circulated within Latin America.
Pursuing a Better Tomorrow, that is a
yes.
total of 512 pages book, right?
Didn't think it had 512, no.
I do see it personally, but yeah, this is by you, Blanca De La Rosa.
Okay.
That is your book. I do see the book, entire book on Google Books.
What color is the
color page? That's
the
it's
cover.
A night view of New York, I guess.
No, then that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
That's
so
not.
This
no,
one
that's,
was
that's,
made.
That, yeah, that was Balboa Press. I initially published with them, but then I canceled my contract with them and republished with Angel Fortune Edition, which is why I asked you what the cover.
The other one I do
blue.
See that is Night Vision with the blue color and the shading in white.
No, that's not correct. It's it should be like a greenish brown with a suitcase in front of it on the front cover.
Greenish brown or suitcase. Let me try to open it one.
I don't even know why that usually comes up. Yeah.
All right. These things are the ones which need to be measured because this book was published on a lot of platforms with that blue sort of cover page.
Yeah.
It's coming up on Google Books, coming up on Amazon.
And that's out of circulation. That's not even for sale anymore.
Wow. I'm trying to see that right. Oh, yes, I do see that suitcase on the
yes,
road, that's the night vision on
yeah.
the back.
Yes. And it should be Angel Fortune Edition. It should have like little angel wings way at the top.
Oh, yes. I do see that's the revision there as well. And just
yes.
because it's clear that there's a lake sort of view on there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It should be a suitcase up front, and then it sort of has a road because it's depicting going from rural Galicia, Spain, and then walking back. And then you see sort of like the New York skyline at the front. So it goes like going from Galicia, Spain to New York City. That's what the picture depicts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but this is something that is not, you know, easier to understand for every person who's reading it. Because their cognitive mind works in a different way. It's all about the marketing persons and how they perceive.
No, I understand. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
All righty. I do see over here that, you know, your book wasn't into the major press releases or something. It was published on a platform named as Medium.com. You can enjoy Today While Pursuing a Better Tomorrow. That's the article that's been published here. So you see, publication of the articles that do play a very vital role there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The articles are published with the title of the book and the keywords that you're trying to associate. That means you're getting the better results and better sales on it.
Right.
That's all about the marketing. And this is the point where I feel like your book was just sold one copy on Barnes & Noble. There's only one review on it. And that was on 5-star on overall.
Yeah. Usually most of the sales are on Amazon.
Yeah, but on Amazon there's a different book published.
No, the right one is on Amazon. The correct one is featured on Amazon.
Yes, I see it now into your account. Power Yourself, is there a historic approach to your career, is there? And the Kindle version of Pursuing a Better Career is there as well. It's a total of 328 pages of the book.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The book consists of 328 pages in total.
Right, yes. Yes.
Correct. I'm on the right book right now.
Yes.
On Amazon, it seems like you had 13 sales in total on the global rating of 5 out of 5. This rating is, you know, very good. You can improvise a rating, like use this rating to improve the sale of the book. But all you need is some major publications.
Exactly. I know. And I've not been able to accomplish that, which is why I'm reaching out to others like you to see, you know, how we can fix that.
But see, let me ask you one thing. Do you have any connections with the media people or the press release people?
No.
Because in this case for the book, I do see the potential in the book, but again, adding it on Wikipedia is a good addition, but again, book sales, Wikipedia can only be, you know, be a trustful platform to improvise the identity of the author.
Right. I understand.
But to get more hype on the book, you would need some major publications. If you want, we can go ahead and help you with that too.
Yeah, okay.
So let me do one thing. Let me go ahead and see if what exactly the platforms would be the more suitable for your book in order to get more traffic through those platforms in terms of audience. And let me go ahead and send you an email with that. How about this?
Okay, yes. And then I'll fill out the form that Lisa sent. I'm just back home now, so I can do it.
Perfecto. And by any chance, let me ask you one thing. Do you have your number on WhatsApp?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to use this number. I'm going to text you from my WhatsApp because the WhatsApp is the platform where you can find me all the time.
Okay.
I usually get on calls with clients, so I would be available on WhatsApp all the time with you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, that was all from my end. Do you have any questions, any query in mind that might be able to help you right now?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Good, right. So I'll just go ahead and send you an email, including I will do one thing for your easiness. I will send you the message on the WhatsApp.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And one more thing. What time will you be available to, you know, if you are interested in that, I can connect you with the book strategist.
Okay. Let me talk to them, and yeah, we'll see where we go from there.
Sure thing. I will just connect you with them right after I send you an email.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.